Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's Sydney Sweeney in a sundress, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a sex predator teacher grinning as she escapes jail with a plea bargain after smooching some 14-year-old schwing-schwing. What a great example of female privilege, because if a man did that, he would be playing drop the soap with Tyrone in the big house. Women always scream out that they want equality. But if there was equality, they would be put in jail like men for doing the same thing. It's like women playing Minecraft on easy mode, while the men get instant death in that game. Up next, some women are saying that Joe Rogan is ruining their marriage. By doing what? Waking up men, of course. Women have had influencers like Oprah and daytime talk shows for decades now. Yet the moment men get three shows to watch about men's issues, everybody loses their minds. Translation, Joe Rogan's podcast is unsimping my husband and opening his eyes up to my toxic behaviors. But not letting her husband smash her cooch enough is probably what's actually ruining her marriage. Number three, a boy dies in the care of his mother, but the court jails the dad for criticizing the judge who gave her custody. That sounds about right. I'm guessing the judge was also a woman. Yet more female privilege in the court system. This makes about as much sense as a man getting arrested for getting his car stolen. I think it's the judge that should be put in jail. Moving on is Debbie, age 42. Is she the world's most jealous woman because she forces her fiancé to take a lie detector test every time he leaves the house, and even bans him from watching television in case he's attracted to another girl? Well, which one is Debbie? But seriously, blink twice if you need help, bro. This simp needs to run away from her, and not very fast by the looks of her. But I guess the thirst is real after all. Number 5, people tell guys to just play the genetic cards that they're dealt. But you know the chicks are going to basically pick Chad every time. Are we sure the man on the right was born a man? Because his shoulders are narrower than his hips. Someone says the guy on the right can go from a 3 to an 8 if he gets better clothing, contacts, had a clean shave, and gets into bodybuilding. Unfortunately, his bone structure is terrible, and there's no fixing him. He'd have better luck transmaxing at this point. Up next is the difference between the weather girls in France and Mexico. You know that Mexico is doing a better job when I can barely order a taco in Spanish, but I can talk about low pressure systems and thunderstorms like a native speaker. This is what they call DEI. I guess that women in both countries took the weatherman jobs. But seriously, it definitely looks a lot hotter in Mexico. Also looks like climate change is hitting France pretty hard. Number 7, speaking of climate change, Christina here says that she experienced her first earthquake in New Jersey, and that they never get them there, so therefore the climate crisis is real. I guess now the so-called experts are blaming the burning of fossil fuels for tectonic plates shifting miles beneath our feet. She was like, my ass is shaking harder than the way I was shaking for Chad Roan last night. Moving on, we have a woman defending Roe vs. Wade, because she doesn't want to raise another kid. Instead, she's just an uninvolved and unhappy mother. Or she should just quit being a semen receptacle. She could also just let CPS handle the kid and take him off her hands. But remember, lady, all hope is not lost. Because there's always lonely fools if you're desperate enough, so you can afford to get more tattoos and also keep baby Aiden here. Number 9, women live life on easy mode. If that doesn't work out, then they join lonely fools and live life on super easy mode. More like they live in Kirby tutorial mode. They always revert to selling their sexuality when times get tough. It's going to be fun to see them try and do that as the AI starts to take their jobs away. Why would 700,000 people listen to a woman trading stocks and take her advice? Just look how well that went for her as she lost all her money. Up next, plus-size women admit that they aren't attracted to overweight men. That's nothing new. But King Flippy says, hold on. How come the women get to be plus-size and the men are overweight? Plus size sounds positive and overweight sounds negative. Fat men and women should be categorized the same way. If they aren't, then in like this case, it's female privilege. Someone then shamed men that were upset at this and said, We shouldn't be soft enough to get offended by insults like this. But being fat kind of means that you are soft, no? Number 11 in 1926, Nikola Tesla described the cell phone perfectly. That we would have a small device in our vest pocket that would allow us to see and hear people anywhere in the world. He knew this because he also invented the radio, as well as remote control and computer logic gates. The only thing he got wrong, besides his ideas on female nature thinking they would be mentally equal to us, is that people today would also be wearing vests. Moving on, male gamers have been enjoying graphics that have projected better and better looking females for decades now, until suddenly the chicks have started to look like Quasimodo. I have a theory that women are trying to wreck gaming so that men pay more attention to them. Anything that's competing for male attention has to be sabotaged at this point. Eventually we'll use AI to make our own woke-free content and this horrible part of history will be long forgotten. And women will have to face a lack of attention apocalypse. Number 13, we have a base guy that found out his wife was cheating. So he started to gaslight her and now she's in a mental hospital. Another guy says he had a wife cheat on him, so he started nailing her daughter as punishment. When society has banned men from being violent with women, our only way to get even with them is to use psychological warfare. I aspire to be this petty one day. Up next, an 18-year-old still in high school reaches the top 0.1% of Lonely Fools creators. Lonely Fools creator is the top career for women that they want out of high school these days. Sims might be sending her money, but she's the one paying with her mind, body, and soul in the end. She just doesn't know it yet. I bet she's the most popular girl in school, and the 18-year-old male students want to collaborate in her videos. Number 15, I think we finally found the closest woman possible to being a female incel. She broke into a guy's house with a weapon and ordered him to remove his clothing, and then have sex with her. How would he actually get it up, though? I know I wouldn't be able to. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is actually a trans woman, but apparently not. She's 19 and he's her ex of 7 years, so I guess she dated him since she was 12. He must have ghosted her and she lost her mind. Moving on, when people ask you why are you resisting Marxism, tell them that you like food more than you hate rich people. When you force farmers to work for free, are you really surprised when they don't work hard enough to produce enough surplus food for everyone? Anyone who wants to be a Marxist should be forced to farm for a year, and I guarantee they won't want to be one anymore. Number 17, we have a former corn actress running for office in Virginia, claiming that if you re-upload her videos from her camming days, that's a crime. With a history like hers, I'm not surprised she lost her campaign. I guess that when one door closes, the back door opens. Unfortunately, in the end, this was just one big publicity stunt and Lonely Fool's ad for her. Up next, boys are behind girls in education for 30 years now and no one cares. Was this the plan to diminish men's mental ability so that we wouldn't realize how the inflation and other monetary policies are wrecking our lives, and so that we won't revolt? But even with all that handicapping of men, we still have better reasoning and problem-solving skills than most educated women. Number 19, one time Chuck Norris went to a feminist rally, and he came back home with his shirt ironed and holding a sandwich. I have another joke. Chuck Norris once won a staring contest with the sun. The sun got so nervous that it hid behind the moon for a week, creating the longest solar eclipse in history. That one was written by Grok. Eventually, AI will write humor better than human beings. But remember, guys, Chuck Norris makes onions cry, and when he does push-ups, he pushes the earth. Moving on, Dave Ramsey says millennials and Gen Z types can't buy a house because they don't work. Talk about an out-of-touch boomer. Gee, could it possibly be insanely high house prices? High interest rates and salaries not keeping up with inflation. The average first-time home buyer is now age 45. The cost of living is literally 3 times worse than when it was when Dave was in his 20s and 30s. Gen Z isn't lazy. Boomers just destroyed America. Number 21, we have a police officer that was fired after her Lonely Fools account was found. She'll probably sue the force and get $1 million, claiming that the other male cops groomed her into doing Lonely Fools. I don't actually see anything wrong with her doing what she did so long as it was not on the job. She supposedly breached department professionalism standards. She's probably going to make more money in the next few years than she should have in the next few decades as a cop. Up next is a sad story of this left-wing politician. She campaigned for the rights of migrants and then was beaten by the North African gang outside of her front door that she was defending. She probably didn't change her views and simply doubled down on them, though. She probably blames white men for not protecting her from the North African gang. and will then try and prosecute any white male witness that did nothing to help her. Here's King Leo hiding in the corner so she doesn't come after him. Number 23, here's the difference between fantasy and reality. Women try and make it seem like they have it tough in life when they're actually being carried to the finish line by a man, and there are no obstacles in their way. Then her acceptance speech at the podium will thank anything other than the men while still finding something to complain about. This is the reality of most women's lives. They make it look easy because it is. Moving on, now that O.J. Simpson is in heaven, Arnold Schwarzenegger says that O.J. Simpson was nearly cast in The Terminator, but producers didn't think that he could be sold as a killing machine. That's all the proof I need to know that he's innocent. But to be honest, boy, were those producers wrong. They should have turned the juice loose on Sarah Connor. I bet the prosecutors also thought they couldn't sell him on being a killing machine either. Number 25 and the last one, squatters need protection too. These ones are complaining that they got kicked out because they haven't paid rent for months. They want to be seen as the victims, but in reality, they're probably tormenting some poor mom and pop landlord. Somebody needs to take those kids away. They aren't responsible parents. This bicycle meme is literally them. They're hurting themselves and wondering why they're suffering. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.